Robert Shaw conducted the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus performing The Song of Destiny by Johannes Brahms. It's 7:41. Happy Friday. Time now for Kids Commute.
This is Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your source for NPR news and classical music from Northern Michigan. Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bela, and happy Friday, Kids Commuters. That's our friend Bela Fleck performing the Kids Commute theme on his banjo, and today, it's the last day of banjo week.
Oh, Kate.
I know.
I'm so sad to be leaving.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're leaving too, but the good news is this is on the web, so our kids commuters can listen to it anytime they like.
Well, that's okay then.
Yeah, so that's good news.
Oh, that's good.
Now, I wondered too, what is your favorite thing about playing the banjo?
Playing the banjo.
Good answer.
My question is, if you could play the banjo, why would you play any other instrument? You don't have an answer for that,
do you? I don't
have
one.
Right?
No. I'm in awe when I watch you play it, because it's got all these, again, different things and aspects to it. I can play the guitar, but banjo just seems very complicated.
Why would you play the guitar if you could play the banjo?
Oh, that's another one I don't know the answer to. What would you say, though, for a young musician picking something up? Picking up a banjo, would you want them to do that, or what do you think?
I think everybody has an instrument that's right for them, and it might not be the one people tell you is the one you should play. But if something is calling out to you, you have to listen to that voice. And when I say calling out to you, I just mean you hear something and you just get excited. It takes you on a journey. You want more of it. If the instrument isn't doing that for you, it's going to be hard for you to put in the time it's going to take to get good at it. But for me, because I loved the sound of the banjo, I liked having it in my lap and making the sound, it just made me excited. I was willing to spend a lot of time playing it. So I think that's the key to every instrument. If you've got the right instrument for you, you're going to want to play it a lot, and then you're going to get really good. But if it's not the right instrument, you have to respect that too. And it might not be convenient for you parents. But you've got to figure out what really turns on the energy, you know, for a person that's learning an instrument, I think.
Well, listen, keep listening to Kids Commute. If you hear that instrument that excites you, take Bela Fleck's advice. That's the one you should try to play. I think that's good advice.
I think so. It works for me anyway. But I see it out there. I see people that have just found the right instrument and they just blossom. And I see people who are struggling with an instrument that really isn't their cup of tea. It's not that they aren't going to be or couldn't be a good musician. It's just they haven't found that chemistry with an instrument. And when you find it, it's a beautiful thing and you'll know it.
Like the French horn didn't sing to you, but the banjo did.
Yeah. Right? I wanted it to work, but it just didn't.
But again, look what happens. So you found something that did. So
yeah, in fact, when something doesn't work, it's actually very helpful for you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a disappointment. It can be a pathway towards finding something better, and you wouldn't have found it if you hadn't had that other experience that didn't work. So we have to learn from those things and keep moving towards the things that really, really make sense and work for us.
And there you go. Okay, today we're going to hear the third movement of the Juno Concerto. So can you tell us what to listen for in this or something exciting about it?
Let's see. Let me think about it. I like how it starts and ends, where the orchestra had to play this really complicated thing that I dreamed up. I was thinking about like a snake that was sort of music that sounded like a snake moving faster and faster and faster. And so it starts really, really low, and it works its way higher and higher, and the whole orchestra has to play this hard lick, and I'm laughing because I don't have to play it. And then right when they get done with it, I just sort of bang into the fastest bluegrass banjo playing kind of thing I can do, and then they have to keep up with that too. So this is basically a torture piece for the orchestra that I got to create, and where I started out as the imposter who was trying to be a classical musician. Now I'm trying to make them follow me.
Here is the third movement from Bela Fleck's Juno Concerto. José Luis Gómez conducts the Colorado Symphony featuring Bela Fleck playing the banjo.
Thank you.
epic banjo. That was the third movement of the Juno Concerto by our new best banjo buddy, Bela Fleck. Now, if you enjoyed that last movement, you should check out the other two and hear the whole Juno Concerto. Oh, this was so much fun this week. We made a new friend. We learned a lot about his artistic process. We listened to some great music. Well, what's better than that? A Kids Commute Quizlet, of course. Now, the answer for this week's Quizlet is in Monday's episode, where we played Moto Perpetuo, Perpetual Motion, by Niccolo Paganini. In that music, Bela was accompanied by his friend Edgar Meyer, who played the piano in the recording, but that is not his primary instrument. Bela said it was Edgar Meyer that introduced him to Bach, and then went on to describe him as a maniac player of what instrument? What instrument does Edgar Meyer play? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to 231-237-7482 with your name and address, and we'll send you this week's prize pack. You can win one every week, so jump on in, 231-237-7482. What instrument does Edgar Meyer play? All righty, kids commuters, that is a wrap for Banjo Week. We hope you enjoyed it and hope you have an absolutely amazing Friday. Bela Fleck, thank you so much for Banjo Week. What a pleasure.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
We will see you next time.
Interlochen Public Radio.